Chapter 37. Don't tell me you're sorry, apostrophe retorted Mr. Lillivick, with much sharpness. You should have prevented it then. Apostrophe, the company were quite paralyzed by this domestic crash. The back parlor sat with her mouth wide open, staring vacantly at the collector, in a stupor of dismay. The other guests were scarcely less overpowered by the great man's irritation. Mr. Kenwicks, not being skillful in such matters, only fanned the flame in attempting to extinguish it. I didn't think of it, I am sure, sir, apostrophe said that gentleman. I didn't suppose that such a little thing as a glass of punch would have put you out of temper. Apostrophe, out of temper. What the devil do you mean by that piece of impertinence, Mr. Kenwicks? Apostrophe, apostrophe said the collector. Morlina, child, give me my hat. Apostrophe, oh, you're not going, Mr. Lillivick, sir, apostrophe interposed Miss Pettiker, with her most bewitching smile. But still Mr. Lillivick, regardless of the siren, cried obdurately, Morlina, my hat. Apostrophe, apostrophe, upon the fourth repetition of which demand, Mrs. Kenwick sunk back in her chair, with a cry that might have softened a water butt, not to say a water collector, while the four little girls, privately instructed to that effect, clasped their uncle's drab shorts in their arms, and prayed him, in imperfect English, to remain. Why should I stop here, my dears? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Lillivick. I'm not wanted here. Apostrophe, oh, do not speak so cruelly, uncle, apostrophe sobbed Mrs. Kenwicks, unless you wish to kill me. Apostrophe, I shouldn't wonder if some people were to say I did, apostrophe replied Mr. Lillivick, glancing angrily at Kenwicks. Out of temper. Apostrophe, oh, I cannot bear to see him look so at my husband, apostrophe cried Mrs. Kenwicks. It's so dreadful in families. Oh. Apostrophe, Mr. Lillivick, apostrophe said Kenwicks, I hope, for the sake of your niece, that you won't object to be reconciled. Apostrophe, the collector's features relaxed, as the company added their entreaties to those of his nephew-in-law. He gave up his hat, and held out his hand. There, Kenwicks, apostrophe said Mr. Lillivick. And let me tell you, at the same time, to show you how much out of temper I was, that if I had gone away without another word, it would have made no difference respecting that pound or two which I shall leave among your children when I die. Apostrophe, Morlina Kenwicks, apostrophe cried her mother, in a torrent of affection. Go down upon your knees to your dear uncle, and beg him to love you all his life through, for he's more a angel than a man, and I've always said so. Apostrophe, Miss Morlina approaching to do homage, in compliance with this injunction, was summarily caught up and kissed by Mr. Lillivick, and thereupon Mrs. Kenwicks darted forward, and kissed the collector, and an irrepressible murmur of applause broke from the company who had witnessed his magnanimity. The worthy gentleman then became once more the life and soul of the society, being again reinstated in his old post of lion, from which high station the temporary distraction of their thoughts had for a moment dispossessed him. Quadruped lions are said to be savage only when they are hungry. Biped lions are rarely sulky longer than when their appetite for distinction remains unappeased. Mr. Lillivick stood higher than ever, for he had shown his power, hinted at his property and testamentary intentions, gained great credit for disinterestedness and virtue, and, in addition to all, was finally accommodated with a much larger tumbler of punch than that which Newman Knox had so feloniously made off with. I say, I beg everybody's pardon for intruding again, apostrophe said Crowell, looking in at this happy juncture, but what a queer business this is, isn't it? Knox has lived in this house, now going on for 5 years, and nobody has ever been to see him before, within the memory of the oldest inhabitant. Apostrophe, it's a strange time of night to be called away, sir, certainly, apostrophe said the collector, and the behavior of Mr. Knox himself is, to say the least of it, mysterious. apostrophe, well, so it is, apostrophe rejoined Growl, and I'll tell you, what's more, I think these two geniuses, whoever they are, have run away from somewhere. Apostrophe, what makes you think that, sir? Apostrophe demanded the collector, who seemed, by a tacit understanding, to have been chosen and elected mouthpiece to the company. You have no reason to suppose that they have run away from anywhere without paying the rates and taxes due, I hope? Apostrophe, Mr. Crowell, with a look of some contempt, was about to enter a general protest against the payment of rates or taxes, under any circumstances, when he was checked by a timely whisper from Kenwicks, and several frowns and winks from Mrs. K, which providentially stopped him. Why, the fact is, apostrophe said Crowell, who had been listening at Newman's door with all his might and main, the fact is, that they have been talking so loud, that they quite disturbed me in my room, and so I couldn't help catching a word here, and a word there, and all I heard, certainly seemed to refer to their having bolted from some place or other. I don't wish to alarm Mrs. Kenwicks, but I hope they haven't come from any jail or hospital, and brought away a fever or some unpleasantness of that sort, which might be catching for the children. Apostrophe, Mrs. Kenwicks was so overpowered by this supposition, that it needed all the tender attentions of Miss Pettiker, of the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane, to restore her to anything like a state of calmness, not to mention the assiduity of Mr. Kenwicks, who held a fat-smelling bottle to his lady's nose, until it became matter of some doubt whether the tears which coursed down her face were the result of feelings or sal volatile. The ladies, having expressed their sympathy, singly and separately, fell, according to custom, into a little chorus of soothing expressions, among which, such condolences as poor dear. Apostrophe, I should feel just the same, if I was her, to be sure. It's a very trying thing, and nobody but a mother knows what a mother's feelings is. Apostrophe were among the most prominent, and most frequently repeated. In short, the opinion of the company was so clearly manifested that Mr. Kenwicks was on the point of repairing to Mr. Knox's room to demand an explanation, and had indeed swallowed a preparatory glass of punch with great inflexibility and steadiness of purpose, when the attention of all present was diverted by a new and terrible surprise. This was nothing less than the sudden pouring forth of a rapid succession of the shrillest and most piercing screams from an upper story, and to all appearance from the very two-pair back in which the infant Kenwicks was at that moment enshrined. They were no sooner audible than Mrs. Kenwicks, opining that a strange cat had come in and sucked the baby's breath while the girl was asleep, made for the door, wringing her hands and shrieking dismally, to the great consternation and confusion of the company. Mr. Kenwicks, see what it is. Make haste. Apostrophe, cried the sister, laying violent hands upon Mrs. Kenwicks, and holding her back by force. Oh, don't twist about so, dear, or I can never hold you. Apostrophe, my baby, my blessed baby. Apostrophe, screamed Mrs. Kenwicks, making every blessed louder than the last. My own darling, sweet, innocent Lilivic, oh, let me go to him. Let me go, oh. Apostrophe, pending the utterance of these frantic cries, and the wails and lamentations of the four little girls, Mr. Kenwicks rushed upstairs to the room whence the sounds proceeded, at the door of which he encountered Nicholas, with the child in his arms, who darted out with such violence that the anxious father was thrown down six stairs and alighted on the nearest landing place before he had found time to open his mouth to ask what was the matter. Don't be alarmed, apostrophe, cried Nicholas, running down. Here it is. It's all out. It's all over. Pray compose yourselves. There's no harm done. Apostrophe, and with these, and a thousand other assurances, he delivered the baby whom, in his hurry, he had carried upside down, to Mrs. Kenwicks, and ran back to assist Mr. Kenwicks, who was rubbing his head very hard, and looking much bewildered by his tumble. Reassured by this cheering intelligence, the company in some degree recovered from their fears, which had been productive of some most singular instances of a total want of presence of mind. Thus, the bachelor friend had, for a long time, supported in his arms Mrs. Kenwick's sister, instead of Mrs. Kenwick's, and the worthy Mr. Lillyvick had been actually seen, in the perturbation of his spirits, to kiss Miss Pettiker several times, behind the room door, as calmly as if nothing distressing were going forward. "It is a mere nothing," apostrophe said Nicholas, returning to Mrs. Kenwick's. The little girl, who was watching the child, being tired I suppose, fell asleep, and set her hair on fire. Apostrophe, oh you malicious little wretch. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mrs. Kenwick, impressively shaking her forefinger at the small unfortunate, who might be 13 years old, and was looking on with a singed head and a frightened face. I heard her cries, apostrophe, continued Nicholas, and ran down, in time to prevent her setting fire to anything else. You may depend upon it, that the child is not hurt, for I took it off the bed myself, and brought it here to convince you. Apostrophe, this brief explanation over, the infant, who, as he was christened after the collector, rejoiced in the names of Lillyvick Kenwicks, was partially suffocated under the caresses of the audience, and squeezed to his mother's bosom, until he roared again. The attention of the company was then directed, by a natural transition, to the little girl who had had the audacity to burn her hair off, and who, after receiving sundry small slaps and pushes from the more energetic of the ladies, was mercifully sent home. The ninepence, with which she was to have been rewarded, being escheated to the Kenwicks family. And whatever we are to say to you, sir, apostrophe exclaimed Mrs. Kenwicks, addressing young Lillyvick's deliverer, I am sure I don't know. Apostrophe, you need say nothing at all, apostrophe replied Nicholas. I have done nothing to found any very strong claim upon your eloquence, I am sure. Apostrophe, he might have been burnt to death, if it hadn't been for you, sir, apostrophe simpered Miss Pettiker. Not very likely, I think, apostrophe replied Nicholas, for there was abundance of assistance here, which must have reached him, before he had been in any danger. Apostrophe, you will let us drink your health, anyways, sir. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Mr. Kenwick's motioning towards the table. Apostrophe in my absence, by all means, apostrophe rejoined Nicholas, with a smile. I have had a very fatiguing journey, and should be most indifferent company a far greater check upon your merriment, than a promoter of it, even if I kept awake, which I think very doubtful. If you will allow me, I'll return to my friend, Mr. Knox, who went upstairs again, when he found nothing serious had occurred. Good night. Apostrophe, excusing himself, in these terms, from joining in the festivities, Nicholas took a most winning farewell of Mrs. Kenwick's and the other ladies, and retired, after making a very extraordinary impression upon the company. What a delightful young man! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mrs. Kenwick's. Uncommon gentlemanly, really, apostrophe said Mr. Kenwick's. Don't you think so, Mr. Lillyvick? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, apostrophe said the collector, with a dubious shrug of his shoulders, he is gentlemanly, very gentlemanly in appearance. Apostrophe, I hope you don't see anything against him, uncle? Apostrophe, apostrophe inquired Mrs. Kenwick's. No, my dear, apostrophe replied the collector, no. I trust he may not turn out well no matter my love to you, my dear, and long life to the baby. Apostrophe, apostrophe, your namesake, apostrophe said Mrs. Kenwicks, with a sweet smile. And I hope a worthy namesake, apostrophe observed Mr. Kenwicks, willing to propitiate the collector. I hope a baby as will never disgrace his godfather, and as may be considered, in other years, of a piece with the Lillyvicks whose name he bears. I do say, and Mrs. Kenwicks is of the same sentiment, and feels it as strong as I do, that I consider his being called Lillyvick one of the greatest blessings and honors of my existence. apostrophe, the greatest blessing, Kenwicks, apostrophe murmured his lady. The greatest blessing, apostrophe said Mr. Kenwicks, correcting himself. A blessing that I hope, one of these days, I may be able to deserve. Apostrophe, this was a politic stroke of the Kenwickses, because it made Mr. Lillivick the great head and fountain of the baby's importance. The good gentleman felt the delicacy and dexterity of the touch, and at once proposed the health of the gentleman, name unknown, who had signalized himself, that night, by his coolness and alacrity. Who, I don't mind saying, apostrophe observed Mr. Lillivick, as a great concession, is a good-looking young man enough, with manners that I hope his character may be equal to. Apostrophe, he has a very nice face and style, really, apostrophe said Mrs. Kenwicks. He certainly has, apostrophe added Miss Pettiker. There's something in his appearance quite dear, dear, what's that word again? Apostrophe, apostrophe, what word? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Mr. Lillivick. Why dear me, how stupid I am, apostrophe replied Miss Pettiker, hesitating. What do you call it, when lords break off door knockers and beat policemen, and play at coaches with other people's money, and all that sort of thing? Apostrophe, apostrophe, aristocratic? Apostrophe, apostrophe, suggested the collector. Ah, aristocratic, apostrophe replied Miss Pettiker. Something very aristocratic about him, isn't there? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the gentlemen held their peace, and smiled at each other, as who should say, well, there's no accounting for tastes, apostrophe, but the ladies resolved unanimously that Nicholas had an aristocratic air, and nobody caring to dispute the position, it was established triumphantly. The punch being, by this time, drunk out, and the little Kenwickses, who had for some time previously held their little eyes open with their little forefingers, becoming fractious, and requesting rather urgently, to be put to bed, the collector made a move, by pulling out his watch, and acquainting the company, that it was nigh 2 o'clock, whereat some of the guests, were surprised and others shocked, and hats and bonnets being groped for under the tables, and in course of Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.